I have a regular electric water boiler, a kettle. I use this boiler to pour the boiling water onto raw meat in order to cook it. I then want to use the remaining water from the boiler into a cup of coffee. Can I put milk into this cup of coffee and drink it? Gabriel Foreman from Baltimore, Maryland. Okay, the thing is like this. Pouring boiling water from a part of the kli onto fleishiks or milchiks. So if the fleishiks or milchiks are themselves hot, yad shaledishbo, like pouring from a kettle water into a chalent, or something similar to that, then lechatchila, even if you're pouring boiling water into a hot kli, b'dieved it's okay, and it doesn't affect the kli you're pouring from. Lechatchila, one should not do that. Should not pour directly from a kettle that you're going to use later for also milchika things, like putting milk in coffee or whatever, into a hot fleishik or vice versa milchika thing. But b'dieved it's okay. If the thing you're pouring is not hot, the thing you're pouring into is hot, then it's a problem. Then the steam of the thing that's being poured into affects the kli above in certain circumstances. If the thing you're pouring from is hot and the thing you're pouring into is cold, then it never affects the top kli. So therefore, when you pour your electric water over the meat, if the meat eventually becomes steaming hot, then there is a problem of doing that, and you should not use lechatchila, use that pot, the water that's in that pot, the leftover water with milchiks. But if by pouring over the meat doesn't make the meat yad shaledishbo, and it's not steaming hot, it's cold, basically cold. You pour it over cold meat, and the meat never became really yad shaledishbo, never became steaming, then there's no problem with using the leftover water, even with milchiks.